From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oil prices have hit a 13-year high in recent days. And when OPEC ministers meet in Vienna this week, they may offer some relief. The cartel had planned to cut production beginning in April, but there are now signs that OPEC will postpone its cut in an effort to keep the price from climbing even higher. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
OPEC's decision is enough to give Goldilocks a migraine. Less than 2 months ago, the cartel was worried about oil prices falling too low, so it planned to cut production. Now, some OPEC members are concerned the price may be too high. Editor-in-Chief Peter Ziff of Platts Oilgram News says for OPEC, the just right price is one that makes a lot of money for oil producers, but is not so high as to scare off oil consumers.
OPEC does realize that at some point, high prices will depress demand, and that's something they'll have to address at the meeting.
With crude oil prices near a 13-year high, some oil ministers say this is not the time to cut production. Last week, Kuwait's deputy oil minister called for a delay in the cutback, at least until OPEC's June meeting. Ministers from Algeria, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates have also said a delay is possible. Whatever OPEC officially decides on Wednesday, it's doubtful the cartel members will actually tighten the screws on their oil spigot. Ziff has been monitoring what OPEC countries are telling customers to see if the cartel is serious about going through with its production cut.
We have not seen evidence that OPEC is reining in production or intends to rein in production, and now they have publicly been saying over the last couple of days that they may, in fact, rethink those plans.
Still, OPEC seems less concerned than usual that the benchmark price of its oil has topped $33 a barrel, well above the traditional target range of $22 to $28. That's partly because with the weak dollar, even $28 doesn't buy what it used to. What's more, even at the higher price, world consumers are still burning lots of oil. At the retail end of the pipeline, U.S. gasoline prices have hit a record, topping $1.75 a gallon, and in some parts of the country, the price is well above $2. But the Energy Department says demand for gas is running nearly 4.5% higher than this time last year. Consumer advocate Michael Shame says energy companies have drivers over a barrel.
Consumers can't modify their behaviors substantially in a short term. Over the long term, they can. And in fact, during the 70s, when we had the embargoes and gasoline rationing, consumers actually did buy more fuel-efficient cars. During the early 90s, when gasoline prices dropped, we bought very fuel-inefficient cars, the dreaded SUV, and we're now paying for that short-sightedness.
Gasoline has always been one of the most visible prices in America, with giant signs on many street corners. And rising prices could become a political issue, just as they were 4 years ago, when then-candidate George Bush criticized the Clinton administration for allowing foreign suppliers to hold consumers hostage. But despite the recent rise, gas prices are some 32% lower when adjusted for inflation than their peak year in 1981. Michigan pollster Ed Sarpolis of Epic MRA says drivers and voters have grown somewhat numb to the price of gas, especially those who lived through sharper spikes in the 1970s.
We look today, and relatively, the gas prices don't seem all that much larger in price compared to what we paid when we were making a lot less. And what we found in our research, until you get around $3 per gallon or more, you're not going to really see people change their habits. So complain but not change.
30 years ago this month brought the end of the first Arab oil embargo. Despite repeated calls since then for energy independence, the U.S. now relies on imported oil more than ever. And Americans are once again forced to watch and wait to see what OPEC will do. Scott Horsley, NPR News.